In the United States, is there a First Amendment right to say whatever you want to say, even if it's offensive, or isn't there? If you know anything about nutrition and exercise, you know that if you want strong bones, ligaments, tendons, muscles, hair, teeth, skin, nails, whatever, you need the five types of collagen in your diet. You can grab that through BioTrust. This stuff is awesome, guys. Click on the link in the description. If you don't know anything about it, you can watch a couple of the videos and get up to speed, but do yourself a favor and grab some.
Wow, it's got 1,400 likes, only 18 dislikes. This might be good. Let's see.
Flagler County Sheriff's Office, Ashley, how can I help you?
There's a man holding a sign, and it says on there, eat a bag of D-I-C-K-S.
Flagler County Sheriff's Office, Dispatch, Wendy speaking, how may I help you?
Hi, I was just calling. There's a man standing on the corner of Boulder Rock and Palm Coast Parkway by Chick-fil-A, and he's holding a big sign that says, eat a bag of dicks.
I can't believe people are calling an emergency services number about that. You've got to be kidding me.
Flagler County Sheriff's Office, Ashley, how can I help you?
This guy is so trolling, man. He is so trolling.
Hi, strange report here. There are some vagrants on the side of the Palm Coast Parkway.
Some vagrants. Honor your oath, civil rights investigations. I never heard of this guy, and I'm going to subscribe right now. Right now, before a live studio audience, we will subscribe and we will hit the bell notification icon for Honor Your Oath Civil Rights Investigation. If you go visit him, actually, if you visit him right now and watch this video or click on this video, here's the link right here. We'll see your comments coming in. After I watch this video, I'm going to leave a comment and let's see if we can see some comments coming in. Okay, let me start this over. If you're new to the room, this guy called Honor Your Oath Civil Rights Investigation is basically trolling, and he's exercising his First Amendment rights, and it's a complete misunderstanding. People are calling into 911 emergency services because this guy's sitting on a street corner with this sign right here. All right, here we go.
Flagler County Sheriff's Office, Ashley, how can I help you?
There's a man holding a sign, and it says on there, eat a bag of D-I-C-K-S.
She had to spell it.
Hi, can the Sheriff's Office Dispatch, Wendy speaking, how may I help you?
Hi, I was just calling. There's a man standing on the corner of Boulder Rock and Palm Coast Parkway by Chick-fil-A, and he's holding a big sign that says, eat a bag of dicks.
Flagler County Sheriff's Office, Ashley, how can I help you?
Hi, strange report here. There are some vagrants on the side of the Palm Coast Parkway, not far from the Chick-fil-A, with some lewd signs suggesting the drivers eat a bag of dicks.
Hi, can you share your Sheriff's Office Dispatch? Wendy speaking, let me help you.
Hi there. I was just calling. I was driving by the corner of right there at Home Depot and Palm Coast Parkway.
Mm-hmm. Does it reference the gentleman that has the bag of dicks sign?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, we're aware of it. Unfortunately, it's a freedom of speech, and there's nothing that we can do about it.
Unfortunately, it's freedom of speech. Is this about the guy standing with the bag of dicks sign?
Flagler County Sheriff's Service, can I help you?
Yes, hi. I was wondering if somebody could go down. There's a guy that's standing over by Shell and Chick-fil-A.
The guy with the sign?
Yeah,
he's allowed to be there, ma'am. It's a First Amendment right. I don't have to agree with what he, we don't have to agree with what he says, but he's got the right to be there. I've already checked myself.
His sign literally says, eat a bag of dicks, and he's got arrows.
I understand that. He has the right to say that. I don't have to agree with it. Yes, he does. It's a First Amendment right. It's not something, even if it's vulgar like that. I understand that. And trust me, I know what that means, and I know what that sign says. But it's a First Amendment right, and we're not going for a Jedi.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Good for them. But see, here the problem is, what do all these people calling in suggest that law enforcement do? Initiate force on this guy because he's got a sign that's offending people? This is classic, guys. Yeah, it may be, the First Amendment is there to protect speech that you find distasteful or offensive. It's not there to protect, you know, bunny rabbits and doggies and neat little murals that you might find delightful. This is great, man. This is a great troll. This is a, and it sounds like what these 911 callers, the emergency services crew, have been clued into. Hey, that's a First Amendment right. This is what should happen every time somebody calls in on a Second Amendment auditor. When somebody says, "Yeah, I was just driving down Broad Street and we saw these, you know, like three guys and one girl walking down with AR-15 strapped to their back. I mean, can you guys do something?" Well, what do you suggest we do? You know that, you know, we live in the United States, right? We live in America and we all have the Second Amendment right to defend ourselves and to the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What do you suggest be done? It's like people are willing to throw overboard every last piece of freedom so that they don't have to be offended. They don't have to feel threatened. Nobody's feeling threatened when a cop walks down the street armed to the teeth and they have a history of criminal activity.
White male, I don't think he had much hair. T-shirt, shorts, he had a mask on, and he was holding up a white sign that says, "Eat a bag of dicks." I'm sorry.
Look at this. Look at all that. I love somebody put in a FOIA request for this. Awesome.
No, not at all.
Hi, George.
Okay. I need a white male.
That was really good. I love instructive stuff like that because it really unearths what people are thinking. You actually get into the psychology of what people want. Like, I would like to press it just a little bit further and say, "Well, ma'am, since you've called, what do you suggest that we do?" Because you know they're calling for something to be done. And what is that something? We need you to send a man with a gun to that street corner right there and engage and initiate force on the guy holding the sign so that you can eliminate what I think is offensive. Play it again. Who wants me to play it again? I wonder if he has a backup, if he's got a behind-the-scenes story about this right here. Bravo, honor your oath, civil rights investigations. Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to leave a comment. You guys have probably already left a comment. Excellent case study into the minds of the lemming masses. Oops. New subscriber. All right, so I'm going to refresh the page and see if you guys... let's see. So he's got 86,200 subscribers, it looks like. I'm going to promote this guy's channel on my YouTube channel. Let me refresh this. And then let's go down to the comments and see if you guys wrote anything. Newest first. 1 minute ago, Anonymous Fishing says he's just promoting you people need to get a life or maybe have a good laugh. I'm offended by words. I'm calling the police. I love that. Tube Z, Anonymous Fishing. Think for yourself. Wade in. Love it. Amendment number one. Never infringe on. Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. JP Tag 33 weighed in. JP Tag 33 here. Laughing emojis. That's 10 minutes ago. Okay, so this is you guys right here. That's great, man. He has a lot of great vids. Good. I'm looking forward to checking out his vids. Most of these people are women, I regret to say, says Armchair Quarterback. Higgs says we are becoming a pussy nation. Yep. LJ08 says fragile people. Damn, I just commented after he refreshed. Here, I'll refresh again. Let's go to newest first. None Your Business says, great job, man. Keep it up. It's about time law enforcement backed our constitutional rights. Brother Angel says, politically atheist sent me. You can thank him. The world we live in, BLM, Antifa, riots, pandemic, forced lockdowns, people with signs that read, eat bag of dicks, and the people who call 911 about it. That was good. All right, that's good. I'm looking forward to looking at more of his videos. If you do weigh in, just tell them High Impact Flicks sent you, or High Impact Vlogs, or High Impact TV. Actually, don't say High Impact Vlogs anymore because it's not, it doesn't exist anymore. DUI checkpoint investigation. Let's see. Let's see his last videos. He did one a week ago called Bobby. The reasons are a spontaneous utterance. All right, cool. Looking forward to looking at some of his videos here. Thanks for who turned me on to that guy. That's good. That's good stuff. I love that. And especially he's not talking about, the thing is they don't even have the full understanding of what he's actually talking about with this bag. There's apparently something called Dick's Wings and Grill. Good stuff, man. I love that.
Hey, if you enjoy this content and you want to be notified every time I upload a video, just hit the subscribe button and that bell notification icon. And if you want to support this channel, one of the best ways you can do that is by liking and sharing this video with everybody you know, everywhere you can on social media. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to my private free email list through my website, highimpactflix.com. And I have another website called highimpacttv.com where I'll be uploading censor-free, undiluted, unvarnished truth videos that are not messed with and tampered with by third-party tyrants and censorship lovers. I'll see you guys in the next heavily censored shadow ban video. While we have time and it still retains some of its perceived value, maybe it'd be a good idea to convert your worthless fiat into valuable, storable food. Don't be the one who waits till the food riots start happening. You don't want to be fighting panicking people in the store over that last jar of peanut butter. At Prepare with High Impact Flicks, you can get up to 3 air and watertight gasket sealed ammo cans, each filled with a 4-week emergency supply. 7 food varieties, 2,000 calories a day, 284 servings, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and each meal comes in a resealable, heavy-duty, 4-layered pouch. And it's got a 25-year shelf life. Every order of a 4-week supply gets you $100 off plus free shipping. Here's how simple it is to make. I'm going to cook up some Granny's home-style potato soup. People are going to think I'm a culinary hero. You open the pouch, boil 4.5 cups of water, stir the contents, simmer on low heat for 15 to 20 minutes, take it off the heat, then let it set for 2 to 3 minutes before you serve it up.
Man, this stuff's so good. People are going to think Granny stopped by and filled your kitchen with a whole bunch of love.
Well, if Granny does stop by, she's going to fill your behind with a whole bunch of buckshot if you keep talking with your mouth full. Wipe your dang beard off. It's embarrassing.
So maybe convert some of your worthless fiat into valuable food while you still can. Order now and get $100 off of up to 3 4-week emergency food supplies at preparewithhighimpactflix.com. The link is in the description.